It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
We are out and about. Welcome to the show, which is all about warm, crackly sound of vinyl. Today, we're living the high life with beautiful beaches and gorgeous blue sea.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on.
Giving the sounds of the Caribbean a makeover, that was Blondie. Both tracks which fall under our theme of music about islands. First it was their 1980 American and British number one, The Tide is High. Then it was a bit of Calypso with Island of Lost Souls, a top 20 hit in the UK in 1982. As usual, we are all about 7 and 12 inch records, real vinyl. As ever too, my son Max is with me as we play and discuss the discs. We're not in the studio this week, but on location on an island, very appropriately for our theme today. Max, what do you make of those Blondie hits?
I mean, they're both like really catchy, but I think they're not particularly Blondie-like. They don't sound very like punk rock or anything. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah, they're very different to her punk style, actually.
Yeah, they're a lot more sort of calypso and reggae. They're just not things that Blondie has really gone into before, so they're quite an exciting change.
It was often the case, actually, that punk bands were attracted to reggae. You know, that first song we heard, The Tide is High, was actually a cover version for Blondie. The original was done by a big Jamaican reggae band from the 60s, the Paragons. So it's interesting that a punk band did something reggae.
I think it would be interesting, though, if reggae singers went into punk. Like, imagine Bob Marley doing a punk rock track.
He actually did a song called Punky Reggae Party, Bob Marley, because he thought that was a good thing to do to show there was a link between reggae and punk.
Actually heard that track before.
I'll play it you sometime. I know you're not a big reggae fan, are you? But reggae, of course, is closely associated with an island, with Jamaica.
Yep. Then again, reggae has grown on me a bit. Like, I definitely like it a bit more now than I used to.
That was Blondie's last number one record for 18 years. They had to wait until 1999 for their next one. Imagine that.
I'm surprised that they managed to make a comeback. What was it with?
Yeah, a song called Maria. It was a great song. Bit more rocky.
Yeah, I mean, once you get to 1999, people's expectations have changed.
Then we had another style of music from Blondie, didn't we? Calypso music with Island of Lost Souls, and they really liked experimenting with different styles. Do you like calypso music?
Yeah, I do. It's sort of calypso-like, but it almost isn't. My other favourite sort of calypso song is The Beach Boys' Kokomo.
Okay, yes, and well, in fact, this song actually has quite a lot of steel drum in it. You can hear it in the background.
Yeah, very similar to that Beach Boys. Mm-hmm.
Track. Yeah, that's steel drums are often used, of course, in calypso music. Yeah. And you'll love this fact: they filmed the video for Island of Lost Souls not on a Caribbean island, but on the Scilly Isles, just off the Cornish coast. Probably a bit colder than the Caribbean.
So you make them to afford the Caribbean.
Probably, that's probably why. So all of our music today, Max, is on the theme of islands. We are sitting here on an island. Actually, we're recording this outside, overlooking the sea in Lanzarote. That's where we've come to record this programme.
It's a beautiful day for it as well.
And you can hear birds tweeting in the background there.
Yeah, and the sun's out. It's a perfect day to record.
Do you think island life inspires musicians? That's why there are so many songs about island life.
Yeah, I think if we stayed here a bit longer, I'd definitely try and write something.
Okay, what would you write?
I don't know. Knowing me, it's probably going to be something not particularly poppy, or it's going to be, I don't know, a violin concerto.
We usually live on a big island, the United Kingdom, but of course this is a very small island, Lanzarote.
Yeah, being on Lanzarote is a big change.
And it's a very volcanic island, isn't it, actually? That's very inspirational. You could imagine being inspired to write music by all the volcanic landscapes. As we look here, we can see volcanoes, which are extinct. You can see all sorts of volcanic rock, the black rock that is originally lava.
But then there's that great juxtaposition, as you can see the sea about a kilometre or two away, just shimmering in the morning light.
Well, when Island of Lost Souls was released, there were rumours that Blondie were splitting up, but in an interview at the time, lead singer Debbie Harry insisted the group were definitely staying together.
Well, the rumours are sort of spreading like wild. Every time we do something that's a little different, we stop touring. I did a solo project, the group, the Blondie, Best of Blondie album came out, and all of those things seemed to spark off a bunch of rumors saying that Blondie was broken up or didn't exist anymore. But we just we tried to break ground in other areas as individuals, and we supported each other even though it's sort of behind the scenes.
Say you're having fun, smiling from the public eye, when your body say you wanna die. Living on an island, looking
looking at another line, waiting for my friend to come and we'll get high.
That definitely qualifies for our theme today, the softer side of Status Quo, Living on an Island, entering the top 20 in 1979. I really like that, Max. How about you?
Well, Status Quo, that Status Quo hit is really...
The Status Quo?
Yeah.
What does that mean in Latin?
The current whatever.
Yes, but interestingly enough, actually, it means that as things are, but actually it wasn't the Status Quo for Status Quo, because normally they were hard rockers. This was a very soft side for them.
Yeah, but I still really like this track. I mean, it's got this great harmony and thirds in some sections between the two voice parts.
It's unusual the way the song unfolds, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different. I haven't heard any other status quo, but I assume it's
very heavy metal, like, hard rocking.
I assume it's not in beautiful soft thirds with just some light guitar on it. It's almost like yacht rock.
Mm. Well, the song is all about how Rick Parfitt of Status Quo felt when he went to live on an island somewhere we've been, actually, Jersey. He went there as a tax exile.
Oh, right, yeah, fair enough. I didn't strictly enjoy Jersey.
Well, I have to say, when you listen to that song, I'm not sure Rick Parfitt did either, because he writes about how bored and depressed he is living on an island, living on Jersey. Then towards the end, he's excited because he's got a friend coming to stay.
Well, you have no idea how depressing Jersey is. If you live in Jersey...
I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry, but no, I'm really not. If you live on Jersey, get a life.
I really like Jersey. It's very pretty.
And I disagree.
So how did you feel, Max? Because we spent 3 months living on an island, actually, a pretty small island. We lived for 3 months in Lanzarote last year. Lanzarote, by the way, is in the Canary Islands. If you don't know where it is, it's just off the coast of Africa in the Atlantic Ocean. And it's pretty warm all year round. It's a day like today. It's a sunny day today.
Yeah, we were staying at the Vinyl Countdown Research Facility, which is a top secret location on Lanzarote in a certain area of the island.
We do have a record player here, and we do also have some vinyl.
Yeah, luckily.
So we don't just have vinyl in Britain, we have it here.
Yeah, well, it means we're living a true vinyl life.
So you spent 3 months living on this pretty island. Did that make you feel happy, or did you feel like Rick Parfitt in Status Quo?
I felt a lot happier, because if you've been to Jersey, you know the weather is absolutely rubbish. Whilst here, it was beautiful every single day.
Yes, Jersey has one of the best climates in the United Kingdom, by the way. Okay, Max, you're going to be back with more on one of our artists later in the show, but now we're going dancing, going upbeat, all on today's theme of islands, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!
Disco action!
Smell the vibe. right, your Spanish lullaby.
Sounds like a great island to live on, doesn't it? La Isla Bonita, the beautiful island, was Madonna's fourth UK number one, climbing to the top in 1987, the first female singer to have that many chart toppers in Britain. This is Jonathan Charles. On the way, we've got Billy Ocean, Elton John, and more as we explore island life.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you. Jonathan Charles.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by me in painted on jeans. And all heads
Caribbean Queen won Billy Ocean a Grammy in 1984 for Best R&B Singer. It also took him to number 6 in the charts. That was huge in discos at the time. And we stay on the islands of the Caribbean. We're heading to the Jamaican capital with UB40. Their sixth top five hit in the UK, the 1990 reggae sound of the Caribbean islands, Kingston Town, from UB40. Max is going to be back shortly, that's right after the triple play, all on today's theme, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown,
1975. Yeah.
1977.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here I haven't a clue. Wasting away
and right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one man, a brother.
brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Vinyl Countdown Triple Play, all on the theme of Ireland. First, we heard Elton John's 1975 top 20 hit, Island Girl, the story of a Jamaican girl in New York and a man who wants to take her back home. Then it was Life on a Tropical Island with Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, a place where sipping margarita cocktails is the thing to do. Finally, we had Dreadlock Holiday from 10cc. Max, you're back, and you've been finding out some more about the island credentials of that song.
Dreadlock Holiday is about the real-life experiences of songwriters Graham Gouldman and Eric Stewart in the Caribbean. Stewart had been in Barbados and remembered seeing a white guy trying to look cool in a crowd of Jamaicans, but not really managing it. That inspired the line, "Don't you walk through my words, you gotta show some respect." And Graham Gouldman was in Jamaica when someone asked him whether he liked cricket, and he replied, "No, I love it." Dreadlock Holiday became a third and last number one in Britain for 10cc. In the US, the song didn't do that well because radio stations weren't keen on playing reggae music. Actually, that's what I want to ask you. Why did they not want to play reggae music?
Well, they didn't think it was mainstream enough, and they thought it wouldn't attract pop audiences. So radio stations tended, it certainly in America, to be very focused on one particular type of music, and they just didn't think it fitted their formats. In Britain, though, where radio stations, certainly in those days, were more broad, it got played all the time on pop music radio. And when I listen to that song, Max, I automatically think of Jamaica. It's so atmospheric.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can imagine myself sort of walking around Jamaica, going to the Bob Marley Museum and having that in my headphones.
It's quite interesting, though. That is one of those songs that really takes you to a location. You can imagine being on that island. It immediately summons up the spirit of that island.
Well, I mean, that's the characteristic of a good song. If it can take you somewhere or make you think of something, then it's worked.
And the lyrics are clever. You can, again, you know, part of summoning up the atmosphere, you can imagine someone coming up to Graham Gouldman and say, "Do you like cricket?" He said, "No, I love it."
I can just imagine that, and that's never going to leave my head, ever.
We had so many songs about Ireland. Do you have any favourites today?
I think actually Dreadlock Holiday might be my favourite.
Oh, okay. So not living on an island?
No, surprisingly not. But I just found it really, like, exciting.
Well, we've still got one more island record to come, and it's a goodie.
First, how about you follow us on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10 without the N.
Intro Tower from Coconut Airways, Tracy Van 2. This is Captain Tobias Wilcock holding on runway 29. Request ATC clearance. Over.
Yes, Coconut Airways 372, clear for takeoff. Climb to 10,000 feet and contact air traffic control on 136.7.
Coconut Airways 372, air traffic control 136.7, received. Good day.
We're flying off to a Caribbean island for our last song, so let's play out with Typically Tropical and Barbados. See you next time with another box full of great vinyl.
Bye.
We will be flying at an height of 32,000 feet and at an airspeed of approximately 600 miles per hour. Refreshments will be served after takeoff. Kindly fasten your safety belts and refrain from smoking until the aircraft is airborne.
Whoa! I'm going to Barbados.
The sky is blue and the palm trees are really cool. Captain Wilcox and his crew hope you have had a pleasant flight and that you will fly Coconut Airways again.
Whoa, I'm going to Barbados.
It's the Vinyl Countdown!